الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young friends in Islam, and sisters who may be listening over receivers or any live streaming. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a unique opportunity on a Jumu'ah to discuss some aspects pertaining to what in reality, in substance, in effect, is the sum total objective and purpose of our life. And that is our spirituality. And the intention through which we should be discussing these aspects on a Friday, both delivering and listening, should be to implement, to practice, to imbibe, to make it part and parcel of our lives. In the verses of the Quran Sharif that I recited in the khutbah, just before those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That remind each other, because a reminder is beneficial for the believers. And this verse has got a lot of depth and meaning in it. First of all, it tells us that we need a reminder. And then it tells us that the reminder is beneficial for the believer. And if the reminder is not beneficial to ourselves, then we need to look into our lives and see that is there any deficiency in our iman, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that that reminder is beneficial for the believers. But if that reminder is not beneficial for someone, then he needs to look into his heart and see and rectify that iman, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to speak a lie. And the benefit of the reminder is that a person puts into practice. Soon after those verses, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he reminds us of what our objective and purpose in life is. And he says that he has not created jinn kind and mankind except for his obedience, except so that they might worship him, except that they might engage in his ibadat. And that is the only reason why we have been created. Period. There's no other purpose for our creation, for our being sent into this world. There is absolutely no other purpose, no other objective. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created them for anything but that they might worship me. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. I don't want from them sustenance and I don't need them to feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the one who gives sustenance in abundance and the most powerful and the most mighty. So this is the reminder that we need to jolt ourselves with every now and again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with this opportunity on a Jumu'ah day. I remember our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Many a times he used to ask in his gathering, and he used to say that if you ask many people, why do you eat? They say, to live. Bhai khana kyun khate ho? Why do you eat? They say, jeene ke liye. We eat so that we can live. And that is the correct answer. But if you ask the next logical question, the consequential question to that bhai khana khate ho jeene ke liye, to jeete kyun ho? Why do you live then? We can understand that we eat to live, but why do we live? What is the objective and purpose of living then? And many of us, he used to say in his gatherings and his talks, many of us would think for a little while and say, to eat. Because that is what we have made our lives. We're just eating to live, and we're living to eat, and we're living for the next meal, we're living for the next holiday, the next Saturday night, the next time for entertainment. And that is why what we have made our lives, unfortunately, whereas he used to say that hum khate hai jeene ke liye aur jeete hai Allah par marne ke liye. That we eat to live and we live to die for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live to die in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what our objective and purpose in life is and should be, and we should remind ourselves about it. But the deen of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is the most perfect, the most balanced way of life that does not prohibit us from light-hearted moments. It does not prohibit us from unwinding, from taking it easy, from having a break. In fact, there are chapters in the books of Ahadith that are dedicated to the laughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself told a sahabi, رَوِّحُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ سَاعَةً فَسَاعَةً. Every now and again you need to unwind. You need to take it easy. You need to take a break. You need to just come out of your normal routine. And that is what we call the period of time that we are about to approach. And that is the holidays. This period of time that we get every now and again, for some people it might be more than at this time of the year, but for most people it's at this time of the year that they have a little break from their daily routines. But that little break, and that is what I thought we should discuss today, that little break should not cause us to forget our ultimate objective that we spoke about in the khutbah, and we discussed those verses of the Holy Quran, and that is the ultimate obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That little break, that going against routine, should not make us unmindful of the most important things in life. And that is what I thought we should touch on, some of these points during this time of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually blesses us with to unwind. We should be mindful of a few things. And if anything, by being mindful of these few things, it enhances our enjoyment, because enjoyment is a concept of the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts enjoyment into the heart. It is not with material possessions or staying in lavish hotels that a person gets enjoyment. Otherwise, there are so many who live in palatial homes and lavish hotels and have the best of holidays and do all of those things, and yet they contemplate suicide and they think about Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal o daulat mein. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal o daulat mein. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. When a person becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are suicidal tendencies despite having all luxuries and material possessions. But never will you ever hear that from a person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he ever wants to commit suicide, or he ever is a person who goes through depression, despite the fact that everyone goes through all difficulty. Everyone goes through different difficulties in their lives. But those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah also blesses them with the capacity, with the endurance to bear those difficulties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the enjoyment in their holidays, in their free times, in the little possessions that they might have, far more than what a person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ever dream to ever enjoy even. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that you believe in me, you follow what I have to say, فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Then I will bless you with bliss, with happiness, with contentment, with enjoyment, with things that you can't ever even imagine. I will bless you with that beauty in your life. And if no, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, and if you turn away from my obedience, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, then I will make your life extremely constrained. I will make your life extremely narrow. And despite having everything, there will be no vastness and enjoyment in your life. And therefore, these holidays that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with should never be a motivation, should never be an excuse, should never be an avenue for us to be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who in fact has given us the time to holiday, He has given us the resources to holiday, and He has given us the opportunity to take a break. So it should never ever be that that being who has given us the opportunity to holiday, we become so, in Urdu they say, namak haram, so callous that we use that same gift that He has given us to violate His very rules and guidelines. And at the same time, I don't say that we shouldn't enjoy ourselves. We should, but within the framework, within the guidelines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And from the few points that I noted down, I want to draw our attention to the importance that we should give in our holidays to our salah. As-salatu imadu ad-din. Man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din. Man hadamaha faqad hadama ad-din. Salah is the pillar of deen. The person who establishes it establishes deen. A person who destroys it, and there's this different ways of how a person destroys his salah, he has destroyed deen. Either he is absolutely careless and negligent with regards to his salah, or he performs his salah but he does not perform it on time, or he performs his salah but it's not with that level of dedication and concentration. And all these are ways and means of destroying our salah. And if we destroy salah, then in the light of the hadith, we have in fact destroyed our very deen, our very purpose and objective of life, we have destroyed. So it is not acceptable for for a Muslim and a believer to forego his salah, irrespective of where he is and what he is doing, a Muslim and a believer is worried and concerned about his salah. It's unacceptable that a person is going on holiday and sometimes he might be going to the most holiest of lands, but salah is becoming qaza on the way. Why? Purely because there is no real will to perform it. Because where there is a will, there is a way. Where there is a will, there is a way. Where there is a will, there is a way to perform our salah. And therefore, I want to appeal to all our brothers, all our listeners, that let us be very, very concerned about our salah. We must perform our salah, and we must perform it on time, and we must perform it like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to perform it. And we will inshallah see the barakat and the blessings of that. So that is the first point that I've thought that we should discuss and draw our attention to. The next point is that we should adhere to the important guidelines that Islam has given us in as far as our dress code is concerned. I'm not saying that in our holidays we must be dressing all the time formal, like how we have been dressing for the rest of the year. Or we need to dress necessarily in our kurta and thawb. I'm not even saying that. But at least we should ensure that we do not expose the areas of our body which we have to keep covered at all times. It is absolutely essential for a man to cover between his navel and his knee. It is absolutely essential for a man. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a person had a part of his thigh exposed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upset, and he said, "Al-fakhidhu awratun ghattiha." Al-fakhidhu awratun ghattiha. The thigh is part of the area that needs to be covered, and please cover that thigh of yours. So when we are on holiday, many a times we become unmindful. So no one is saying that you have to wear your full thawb and your kurta when you go to the swimming pool or you go to the beach. But at least cover the area of the body that we need to cover. And when it comes to salah, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. At the time of salah, we should adopt appropriate attire to perform salah with, because we are standing in front of Malikul Muluk, we are standing in front of the King of all kings, and therefore our attire at the time of salah should be something that is most appropriate. So that is the second short little advice which I thought we should adhere to, and we should keep in mind that yes, we can unwind, but we don't have to dress like how everyone else is dressing, because we have got guidelines from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about how we should dress, about which areas of our body need to be covered. The third point is that many a time during this period, we go out on holiday, we drive, we have to go out. It is a teaching of the Sharia, a teaching of our Islam. And that is the beauty of Islam, that it does not limit itself and its teachings to just some acts of worship or some customs and rituals. No. When we go out there and we drive, then we should drive in adherence to the rules of the road. We should drive following the speed limits. Our speed should not be in excess, it should be in moderation. And this is proven from the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Luqman alayhi salam, and one of the advices that Luqman alayhi salam gave his son was that waqsid fi mashyika, that when you move around, when you walk, then exercise moderation in your walk. Don't move around like a hooligan. Don't move around without being controlled. You can extend that to the manner in which we drive as well. And al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is one who does not cause anyone pain with the actions that emanate from his body and the utterances of his tongue. So how we drive, what we do in our holidays, how we move around, we should be careful about that also, and we must not be the means of anyone's pain. Another very important aspect that I thought is important for us to keep in mind is when we enjoy our holidays, is that not to become extravagant, not to spend unnecessarily, especially in the difficult economic times that we are living in. I'm not saying for a moment that we must become miserly and stingy. No. We must spend on our families. And one of the most rewarding things in this world and the akhirat is that we spend on our families. But we must not become extravagant. We must not be wasteful and waste our wealth. Al-iqtisadu fi nafaqati nisful ma'ishati. To be moderate in your expenditure is half of all of economics. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Wala alaman iqtasad." A person who is moderate in the way he spends his wealth, such a person will never ever become poor. He will never have to see the door of poverty ever in his life, so long as he is moderate in his expenditure. And if a person is extravagant in his expenditure, then let us not even. It's not about how much a person is earning. It's all about how he spends what little even if he earns. So we should be moderate in as far as our expenditure is concerned. Use the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with to spend good quality family time. Good quality family time. It is something that we don't get an opportunity to do maybe at other times of the year. So spend this time in doing something. A lot of the things that you can do and enjoy with your family might not even cost a fortune. Just do some gardening, read some book together, some good literature that will enhance us spiritually, materially, in a good way, but spend that quality time. Interact fruitfully with one's family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone safe and sound during this time. May He allow us to spend the time fruitfully, properly. May He allow us to value this ni'mat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and I'll just terminate on that there are two ni'mats and bounties regarding which many people are in disregard. Many people disregard these great ni'mats and bounties that they have, and they are in deception with regards to them. And those two ni'mats and bounties are as-sihhatu wal-farah. As-sihhatu wal-farah. Good health and free time. Good health and free time. If you have free time, then use it profitably. Use it profitably. An idle mind is a devil's workshop. So, if we have free time, work out what we're going to do in this free time. Work out, even if you just have to unwind a little bit. You have to change your routine a little bit, and you'll be refreshed for the new year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.